This Thanksgiving weekend calls on us to look at all that we have to be thankful for. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4 tells us, "For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving." It's through our thanksgiving that we glorify and we praise God. This is what we learn in Psalm chapter 69, verse 30. "I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving." Thanksgiving isn't just what we have been blessed with, but what we are asking for. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God." Now, this isn't to say that our giving thanks is to be within ourselves in prayer. Showing thankfulness is how we teach others the importance and value of that quality. This is what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 15 and 16. "What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. Otherwise, if you bless with the Spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen at your giving of thanks, since he does not understand what you say?" If you're one of those who doesn't believe that they have anything to be thankful for, then the lesson found in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13 is one for you. "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Showing thanks for what we've received is one of the most emotional ways that we can praise God, and the biggest mistake those who say they know God but fail to show thanksgiving can make. Romans chapter 1, verse 21 tells what those consequences are. "Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and foolish hearts were darkened." We're also called to show thankfulness, not for just what we've received, but what God has empowered us to give. If you see that you only have a little to give and dismiss that giving as worthless so you don't, the lesson Jesus teaches in Mark chapter 12, verses 42 through 44, will hopefully change your view. "Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which makes a quadrants. So he," meaning Jesus, "called his disciples to himself and said to them, 'Assuredly,'" and when Jesus says assuredly, you're listening, "'assuredly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury, for they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood." When we give in every way that we're able, let us also give in a way that lets it be known that God has made it possible for us to give. Here's what Jesus instructs in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." It's through Jesus that we learn how our giving should be continuous and our thanksgiving should be the same because, well, Jesus isn't done yet. Romans chapter 5, verse 17 reminds us of what we've received from Jesus. "For by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ." And Revelation chapter 21, verse 6 lets us look ahead to what Jesus has planned for us next. "And he," meaning Jesus, "said to me," in this case, John the Apostle, "'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts.'" So having placed all that before you, I hope you now better understand why every day is a day for us to give thanks to God and his Son, Jesus Christ, for all that they've given, are giving, and will give to us as we remain faithful and obedient.